unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
What a night is all I'm going to say. What a night.
Weren't you so, like, this is what I love about Seacoast Idol. Everybody goes with a certain expectation, mm-hmm. and it beats everybody's expectation. It's a beautiful venue. The event is produced so well by Francois and Kelly. They're going to be in today. We're going to have the winner in.
Yeah.
And the crowd is amazing. They're always so respectful of all the contestants. And the contestants.
Supportive.
Yeah. And the contestants, by the way, are like, this is not
well, here, so,
open mic night.
No.
You know, these people are legit music industry people. Like, some of them are already in bands and doing pretty well, but these are all people who have a career, you know?
I had not been to any of them. So that was my first viewing of the event, of mm-hmm. the whole night as an experience. And it was awesome. Like, mm-hmm. it was genuinely awesome. First of all, the location is spectacular. Salisbury Beach, it's Surfside. I mean, we could hear the waves crashing in between some of the songs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there. You're on the water. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well produced. Like,
yeah.
It was enjoyable. Everything. They had, you had the person, I think it was one of the past winners, sing in the beginning.
Yes.
And then one of them sang right before you gave the final award out at the end of the night. And each of these performers was unbelievable. Like, they went to go open their mouth and I had no idea what was going to come out because I had not seen them perform. What a fun night. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. if you didn't get around to going to see Seacoast Idol this time, please go to next year's, because it's such a fun night out, especially in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole package. I was very impressed.
Well, and I love, because Francois Simard, who is the sort of creative genius behind the whole thing.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. And he has so much energy, and it's his sort of brainchild, this whole thing. And he's a musician in his own right, a very successful musician. But he does this to give back. He does this so that he can shine a spotlight on other, you know, talented local performers who really just need that break. And a lot of them already. So we were down to three finalists. We had Olivia, we had Jules, and we had Jordan. And Jordan won. She was our Seacoast Idol. She's going to be in. She's going to perform for us. But every single one of these people, like, they have a career ahead of them. Because it was, we had to almost, like, nitpick in order to get a winner, because
yeah,
were all so good and so different, right? In the way.
Yeah, none of their styles were the same.
Right.
And I would not, I was sitting next to your husband, Tom, at the table.
So hard.
And I looked at him, I was like, I'm so happy that I am not involved and that I can just watch as a spectator.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to decide.
They're all amazing. And at the end of the day, we had to crown somebody, and you know, we're really proud. Jordan is amazing. You're gonna hear her in the 8 o'clock hour. We're gonna have Francois talk about the competition, and then we're gonna have Jordan talk about her experience and then actually perform a song for us.
Yeah.
So
I'll just say this. She covered Whitney, and
and
a lot of people can't do that.
No, like, right.
And it was jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
Like, jaw-dropping good. So,
but no, you have to be, I mean, not many people even attempt Whitney,
no.
let alone pull it off.
What do they say? The three names, Whitney, Celine, and Mariah. Like, unless you got it, don't try it. Like, those
right.
are the three you don't really touch.
Right.
But we have got to just quickly cover the fact that you brought an entourage of people. Like, again, there were, like, their tables set up. You can reserve tables to reserve, you know, if you have groups of people coming, they have little cabanas and everything. Front and center, there must have been six tables all reserved, Soutab, reserved, Soutab, reserved. And this entourage of the Francis Drive crew in Newburyport just show up, and they show up big.
Oh, yeah.
Like, standing ovations.
Yeah.
Like, screaming. Woo! Like, there was nothing quiet about the table that I was sitting at.
I'll tell you, the Francis Drive crew, I love them, because we're in a group text. And if I text them, like, who's in tonight? Immediately, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. Oh, can't wait. They're ready to go. And then they show up, and they show up to play.
But they show up, and, like, couples show up. It's not even just like the women. It's all the husbands, like everybody shows up, and they show up big.
Yeah.
It's again,
we don't fool around, Kendra. We do not fool around.
I'm telling you, man, I am not making any of this up that we discuss on this show. Sue Tab arrives and you know it. Her friends arrive and you know it.